of perfect summer. But amid all that mass of glowing colour, the two young figures seated on the grey old tomb stood out conspicuously. The man was in the conventional hunting dress, red coat, white stock, black hat, white breeches, and top boots. The girl was one of the richest, most glowing, and yet withal daintiest figures the eye of man could linger on. She was in riding habit of hunting scarlet cloth. Her black hat was tipped forward by piled-up masses, red golden hair. Round her neck was a white lawn scarf in the fashion of a man's hunting stock, close-fitting and sinking into a golden-buttoned waistcoat of snowy twill. As she sat, with the long skirt across her left arm, her tiny black top boots appeared underneath. Her gauntleted gloves were of white buckskin. Her riding whip was plaited of white leather, topped with ivory and banded with gold. Even in her 14th year, Miss Stephen Norman gave promise of striking beauty.